Would you turn to Romans chapter 2 for a moment, folks? Just a few passages for you to turn to today. In Romans chapter 2, I want to show you what this is all about. This race is all about glory and honor for you. Starting in verse 7 of Romans 2, eternal life to those who by patient continuance, notice this, eternal life is for those who by patient continuance. Would you say that with me? Eternal life is to those who by patient continuance. What does he mean, eternal life is for those who by patient continuance? He means eternal life is for those who keep running the race. In doing good, seek for glory and honor and immortality. What are you seeking for? Are you seeking for glory and honor and immortality? That's the goal of life. But to those who are self-seeking, isn't that the opposite of self-seeking? And they do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Here's what you can plan on. Indignation, wrath, tribulation, anguish on every soul, but glory and honor and peace on those who continue on with patience. It's not a fictitious thing. That's your opinion. Now I'd like to hear somebody else's. Now, this is the book speaking. This is the word. I'll read it again. Verse 7, Romans 2. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. There's glory, honor, and immortality we're seeking for in Christ. But to those who are self-seeking and don't obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, you're going to get indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish. That's a bad list. And I don't care how good you look, and I don't care how smart your excuses, and I don't care how pious you get at it, that's what you're going to get. And I'm going to stand here and watch you get it while I'm continuing on to seek glory and honor and immortality. We're called to run with patience, ladies and gentlemen. And running in patience with patience sounds so ordinary, so easy to do. And yes, it is. If your goal is the corner grocery store 20 minutes away. But how about running with patience for the rest of your life? Now that's another story. You're called to run your race. And this presupposes several things. Namely, that you know you're in a race. You know who and what you're running against and what the conditions are. And to do this, you'll have to do some studying, some planning, make some commitment, and get some stamina. And this is why lukewarm Christians make Christ sick. Have you thought about it? You can't run unless you've got stamina. Have you tried running? I don't mean just down the street. I mean running. It takes stamina. Have you ever thought of what it took for Moses to be on the backside of the desert for 40 years and then in the wilderness for another 40 years until he was 120? What kind of stamina did that take? You know, folks, I'm not sure, because of how the gospel is preached these days, that the average so-called Christian has a clue. This isn't about turning God into a good luck charm or a rabbit's foot. This is a battle for your soul. You say, well, I believe in eternal security, and so do I. But honey, only the eternally secure keep it up. Oh yeah, you know how I know I'm eternally secure? I'm running the race with patience. I haven't quit yet. You don't think I've been tempted to quit the race? How many of you think I haven't been tempted to quit the race? When last did you go into your bedroom and stuff a pillow into your mouth till you couldn't fit anything else and then scream out and cry out to God so hard you thought you were going to die? But you couldn't go another moment. Then pull your pillow out of your mouth and get up. and go to church and preach. No. Most folks are playing at it, and I want you to know, you don't seek for glory and honor and immortality. You are seeking for self, he says. And you don't obey the truth. And you're unrighteous, and you can plan on indignation and wrath and tribulation and anguish. He says, on every soul, on every soul. Well, I got away with it so far. And oh, how cute. And how long is that? Exactly how long did you get away with it? Well, I know folks have gotten away with it for a long time. Oh? And where does it say God has got to tell you in advance and show up early, or he's not going to do anything about it? Isn't it this very same book that says, look up in Romans chapter 2. You're in Romans 2. You've just started verse 7. Go to verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Do you despise that forbearance? Do you despise it? How do I despise God's patience? Yes, but forbearance is when forbearance is God putting up with you. Do you despise God putting up with you? Not realizing he's doing it to save your life. Not because you got away with it. Not because you're an exception. Not because he understands your case. He's only put up with it so long and not brought judgment on your life, ladies and gentlemen, because he wants you to receive the love of the truth and repent, because God's a good God. God's a loving God. God's a kind God. God's a generous God. God's a saving God, a healing God, a delivering God, a loving God who's preparing a city for you right now. And that's what he wants for you. And so he's patient. Don't for a moment think it's for any other reason, because it is not.